Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to the special meeting of this Capital Planning Commission on November 24, 2025 at 5:30. Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mayor DeMartino?
Here.
Mr. Hyder?
Here.
Mr. Kurtica?
Present.
Ms. Vidomsky?
Here.
Ms. Ezzo?
Here.
Ms. Wabno? Mr. Gilday?
Present.
Okay, records reflect you have six members present. You have a quorum.
All right, perfect. Additions, deletions, adoption of the agenda. This is a special meeting, so there can't be any public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Anybody from the public like to speak? Third and final time, anybody from the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. Six, presentation of Next Gen Software by Chief Brian Grogan and Next Gen Rep. Just hit the, turns green, you're good. Yeah.
Right. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to you guys, everybody on Zoom as well. I'm going to present NextGen. It's a computer-aided dispatch system that I'm encouraging the proposal for us to adopt. I have Jamie, the rep from NextGen. So I'm just going to talk briefly on some of the highlights, and then I'm give her the opportunity, if it's okay with you guys. We'll field questions after, whatever you guys have. Pretty much NextGen, it's a fully integrated system. Currently, we have our computer-aided dispatch. We have a separate scheduling system. We have a different evidence system as well. Each of them have their own costs occurred to them. This one platform, interoperability, gives us the opportunity to do everything on one thing. The biggest number I could give you is there's 169 cities in Connecticut. 158 municipalities have NextGen. The vast majority of the community colleges as well as private colleges all have NextGen as well. It gives us the ability to contact and share information through all of them. One of the biggest things is it's direct court integration. Currently, when the court paperwork comes in, we do it by hand. We drive it up there, granted it is in town, present the paper to one of the clerks. If there's issues, that patrol officer comes back, has to fix it. Now everything's auto-submitted directly through NextGen to the court. That includes evidence system as well, which is huge on our end. One of the other enhancements that they have is officer safety. With NextGen, it's live. You could see where your officers are at any time. Currently, our system, we would have to hit the panic button on our portable. Don't know where they are. We're just basing it off the last location that they called in from. A lot of the consistency of the work that comes with it. Currently, we duplicate many things. If we were to enter something into our computer, it doesn't auto-populate into our CAD system, so we're doing it again, which creates an opportunity for errors to occur. That'll increase our efficiency with that. And just one thing, I know you guys all received the proposal. It had the e-ticket with it, and as well as the reoccurring costs. So currently, our five-year average of reoccurring costs with our current vendor is about $22,500. The proposed reoccurring cost is slightly less than that going with NextGen, and that includes e-ticket. E-ticket is a printer inside each of the patrol cruisers, so when you're giving an infraction out, so rather than write it by hand and have the opportunity for that ticket to get lost or errors on that ticket, it's straight direct from Collect, which is the computer system that has the DMV information in it, goes straight to the printer, prints out the ticket, and then you hand it to them. NextGen system allows for those infractions to automatically get uploaded to the state website. I mean, the State Infraction Bureau that is the repository for all of them. I think long-term, I know it's a big investment, but financially for the city, it's important. I mean, we see the Connecticut-wide, there's a reason everybody went to it, and I strongly encourage everybody to go to that we adopt it for the city. Those are some of the highlights. I'm going to have Jamie jump in, and she'll fill you guys in with any other thing, and then we'll field whatever questions you guys have.
Perfect.
I need a booster chair, right? So you guys can hear me okay? Oh, I can bring it down. You want to adjust it. Is that okay?
There you go.
I know, right? Like 3 feet tall, I promise. So, but like... Like the deputy had said, so NextGen has been, just so you guys are aware, right, has been in business since 1997. So we've been tried and true in Connecticut. We've done all the automation. So all the forms that are required by law enforcement, that are state forms that they have to fill out on a daily obligation, right? For any incidents that occur, they have state forms that are built into the application. All those forms are already preloaded from NextGen, right? So we update those forms at no additional cost. That's part of our service agreement, is that we keep everything current. What the deputy was saying is that when you're entering in systems, so like prime example for officer safety, it saves them time, reduces the risk while they're on the side of the road with e-citation. So prime example, if they're pulling somebody over and it was just a simple infraction that they were doing 30 and a 25, that as they already have run the plate and already have, pulled the individual over for the violation, everything is automatically auto-populating. So the officer can now can verify the driver that they're, the driver of the vehicle, go back. But a lot of that information, he's simply or she's simply running that information against the CEJA system, which is the collect system, right? Which will bring back any information. That integration is already built in for the officer as well. And that information, they can easily just do an auto populate. They add a remark and it automatically starts to fill out the forms for them, saving a lot of time, data entry, reducing the risk for the officer when they're, a lot of times there's been, especially on pullovers, so e-citation, prior to e-citation, the birth of it. An officer could be on the side of the road for 10 to 15 minutes handwriting out a citation. And it just, re it, with e-citation, that reduces the risk of them getting rear-ended by another motorist. And also keeping the other motorist who, even though they might have violated motor vehicle law, it reduces the risk of them too as well. Because both parties, while they're pulled over, right, they're at risk while they're, especially at night, from that standpoint. Big thing too as well is analytics. So your current platform is very it's just not as aggressive as next gen. So we have built-in analytics will make things a lot easier to actually retrieve that information so that they can look at the activity of what's going on within the community too as well. Crime activity, things that are occurring. It just allows the PD as a whole to be more progressive. A lot of agencies will publish that data also to the web. That's another aspect of the application that you can do that too as well, where it shows transparency as well. It's not data that no data incident data would be up on that. It just shows like calls for service, which would show, but no people's information regarding that, just so that I'm clear on that for you. It was just more of a data model, but it makes it very easy to get that data out. So, like the deputy was saying, it's a full solution. Computer dispatch, records management, mobile, which is what's in the cars for them, AVL, like the officer was saying as well, the deputy, that allows them to actually see where all the units are. So if an officer has finished up on another call for service that was more like routine where it was just like a door check, but notice that if there's another officer on a call that's on another routine in his district, he can simply easily back up that officer as well. So because they can actually see where that other officer's location is, it's very important for them to be able to actually see where they are, especially when they're working together from that standpoint. That's just, and these are all standard functionalities in the application. A lot of things that you would pay, like the deputy was saying, you don't have to pay. Everything's already enclosed. The evidence aspect of it as well, all that's logging and tracking. Your court, as you mentioned, the court disposition downloads, those are done literally. It takes like 5 minutes to do an electronic court disposition download. And the infractions, those upload to CIB. The resident can pay, so they don't have to bombard dispatch for their information or their ticket information. They can literally just go up onto the state website, pay their infraction, and then literally move forward. So they could do it all online from that standpoint. Oh, sure, certainly.
I think no.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead. I certainly don't want to just keep.
He take I'm just more for my own curiosity. So I think it's completed in 3 minutes.
Yep.
Pretty impressive. And so how did I'm just more out of curiosity. So your car pulls over, or so maybe that you drove. Car pulls over. Let's say they run a red light. How does it automatically?
Because they're running that driver's plate And that plate number will come back. It'll come up automatically in the actual collect system, which is the state system. But we have that interface built into our application to save time. And then as long as the officer verifies who the driver is of that vehicle, it doesn't mean like, Jamie's going to get the ticket, right? When I wasn't driving the vehicle, right? So the officer will verify, okay. Right, exactly. They'll verify, go up, and say, oh, you just ran that red light.
Was yellow.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can actually, just so you are aware, right, you can actually void a ticket. You can. You just have to, because of the state, because they associate a number with every ticket, because they give you a volume of ticket numbers like that you'll have that'll be specific to Derby. So they can actually void a ticket if it came down to it. They just have to put a reason of why they voided it. It was like somebody accidentally didn't see the stop sign, right? Honest mistake, if they didn't see it from that standpoint. So, and no bodily harm was caused, right? So, yes, of course.
Yep. You said currently with all the different platforms you have, the recurring cost $22,000, and with this it goes down to $19,000.
Yeah, it was discount. Yes, we discounted it below the state contract number too, as well, to help the agency. We know that we would love to work with Derby, put it that way. We've been, I think, chasing you guys for a long time. So we would love to welcome you into our next gen family from that standpoint. So
97, I was still there. 97.
Probably talking about it
yeah, I apologize. My CEO couldn't make it tonight. Otherwise, he would have been chimed in with us too as well. So. Sure. Jamie Scatina from NextGen Public Safety Solutions.
Okay, any other questions?
Any other questions, thoughts, concerns?
And,
all right.
No?
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen and lady. Thank you.
Number seven, review, approve, and recommend to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, the 2025-2026 LOSIP allocations and capital expenditure line items as recommended by Mayor Joseph D. Martino. Discussion, possible action, and recommendation to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen.
Make a motion.
Okay, second.
To accept?
Yes. Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the list recommended by the mayor.
Okay, second by George. Any discussion? Brian, you want to add anything? You good?
Just note the items and the amount.
Okay, I made
the bottom one.
Yeah, the bottom one. I hear you. Just the 494, right?
Yep.
I think
okay, that's fine. Sure. Again, I make a motion to recommend the mayor's recommendation for capital project recommendation 25-26 fiscal year in the amount of $494,467.
George, you second that?
Second.
All right. Brian, you want to add anything?
No, I'll just add that as far as the sources of funding goes, we did have the LOSIP and the capital normal budget, but then we were also fortunate that as we finished up this Johnson Control project with the schools and we made the final big last payment that we're getting back from the state, Johnson Controls went back through their records to close it all out and noticed that many, many years ago, it looks like there was a billing issue and Derby had overpaid. So a little over $400,000 is coming, came back to the city. We already have that money and that is going to flow back into the capital. That is why we're fortunate enough to have some of this extra money for the next gen project and these other issues. And there's still another $200,000+ left to be spent for this year. Or, if so choose, we could always create it, put it in a capital fund and save it for another year.
Excellent. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Jim. Second.
Second.
Second by George. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Perfect. The time is now
5:44.
5:44.